With a thick red beard and a tall Russian hat, Andy Sturtevant is hard to miss. We're walking along Summit Avenue, past rows of Victorian homes, to the top of Ramsey Hill in St. Paul. And it's cold outside. I mean, it's really cold. But for Sturtevant, this isn't torture. It's research, and it's inspiration for his art. Sturtevant is an amateur historian, a perennial observer, and student of the streets. His weekly column, published in Min Post, titled The Stroll, is a celebration of the Twin Cities by foot. While out on his regular walks, Sturtevant takes a close look at post offices and parking lots, the odd and often overlooked corners of the cities he calls home. We're approaching the St. Paul University Club, a social club that's been open since 1913, and Sturtevant preps me on the agenda for today's stroll.
I'd been reading a book a couple months ago called The Official Preppy Handbook. Really funny, satirical artifact of the 1980s, kind of outlining the prep lifestyle. And there are some really very solid references to the Twin Cities in this book. And so I thought it would be fun to go through the list of preppy must-dos in the Twin Cities that are listed in the book and see what we can see today. So that's what we're doing today.
But we didn't get far beyond the lobby of the university club. The club is closed to the public. Standing outside, Sturtevant said that is part of the experience of the stroll. It's unscripted, and he never knows exactly what he's going to encounter while out on the street.
See, this is one of the ways I usually do it, is I'll go look around and see what I can see, and then do the actual research later. So what I'm seeing is not influenced too much by what I've read.
So you're an urban anthropologist of sorts?
Straight amateur hour, but yeah, I would say that's somewhat accurate.
We didn't have much luck at our next destination either. The famous Commodore Hotel, frequented back in the 1920s by the likes of F. Scott Fitzgerald and Al Capone, was also closed to the public. But for Sturtevant, going inside isn't really the point. The streetscape is inspiration enough.
When I think about the other things that I do outside the column, other things I write, art projects that I work on, a lot of them are informed by that idea of being out on the street and experiencing the world from that perspective. I think that Minneapolis, contrary to what people would think, is actually, in a lot of ways, a city that was built to be experienced from the street level. It's a city that was built before the advent of the automobile.
So how has walking in the Twin Cities changed your relationship to the place you call home?
I think that I appreciate the Twin Cities a lot more than I would if I didn't walk around. I think that there's so much that I've discovered about it just being out on foot. Yeah, I mean, if I just think about, like, within 5 blocks of my house, there is a graveyard for light aircraft. There is a youth martial arts club. There's at least 7 places where I can buy goat meat. There is a bicycle shop on a bicycle highway. And this is a neighborhood where if you drove through it just in a car, you would say, oh, okay, it's a bunch of stucco houses. All right. That's about all that's going on there. And that's just not true.
Sturtevant has penned over 50 columns for The Stroll, inspired by observations he's made while out on foot. He's scoured the usual haunts downtown and uptown, but he's also investigated the area around the Metrodome, checked out the constellations in the night sky over Minneapolis, and been out to Jonathan, Minnesota, a planned community in Chaska that was designed in the 1970s as a utopian futurist town.
It had been an independent town that was meant to be run and regulated almost entirely electronically. Writing about the strange early 70s public art and talking about the history of the place was just a really fascinating experience.
Sturtevant didn't hesitate to admit there are obstacles to being a pedestrian in the Twin Cities. The aggressive weather and crisscrossing highways don't make it easy. But, he said, the pace of walking invites connection to the landscape.
Just having that opportunity to be more of an observer and to be really immersed in your surroundings certainly can be a radical creative act. But, you know, on the other hand, too, I don't want to overstate that too much. I mean, it's just walking. It's the most basic human instinct to put one foot in front of the other to get from one place to the next. It's not, in that respect, this crazy radical act. It's in some ways the most totally natural thing that you can do.
Sturtevant says he's not an evangelist. He's not trying to get Minnesotans to give up their cars. But he thinks people who have a stronger sense of where they live make better citizens. So next time you step out your door, go for a walk. Be a curious and a perceptive pedestrian. For KFAI, I'm Gemma Brown.
She says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side.
Ten 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.